From abandoned storage finds to museum artifacts. Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Well, welcome first to Side Hustle School. That's the podcast. But this segment is Throwback Thursday, where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've been doing this over a number of years. It's one of the most popular segments on the daily podcast. Last week, we heard how a side hustler who ran a profitable online stationery business for 5 years made the difficult but intentional, deliberate choice to shut it down. Stories like that always bring a good amount of feedback just because people are like, oh, there's more than one way to run a side hustle. Yes, there is. There are lots of ways. You don't have to do the same thing all the time. You can try new stuff. And so in fact, you know, this segment in particular is like, what is the evolution? What is the adaptation? What's the transformation of someone who was doing something a few years ago? Maybe in some cases, it's like they're still crushing it. They're doing what they love. But very often, there is a certain type of transition. So we like to look at that. Today, in the latest feature, a reseller who once flipped storage unit finds, like storage unit items, gradually specialized in rare historical items, and now supplies props and artifacts to small museums and exhibits. So how'd this come about? What's happened since we first featured Ben? Let's pass the microphone over to him. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
When I first got into storage auctions, it was pure hustle. I'd watch YouTube videos and reality shows, then show up at local auctions with a couple $100 and hope for the best. I'd resell everything. Furniture, tools, collectibles, even bulk clothes, mainly through eBay, flea markets in multiple cities, and Facebook Marketplace. The thing about storage auctions is they're a gamble. Some units are total junk, others are gold mines. What I didn't expect was how often I'd stumble on weird historical or vintage items. Old military uniforms, antique photos, vintage signage. Stuff that didn't sell fast on regular resale platforms, but had clear historical interest. At first, I didn't know what to do with it, but over time, I started researching. I joined online forums for collectors, reached out to historical societies, and even cold emailed small museums. One day, a local railroad museum bought an old conductor's hat and lantern set I found. That sale lit something up for me. Instead of focusing on fast flips, I started specializing. I learned how to authenticate vintage items, how to research provenance, and how to present pieces in a way that appealed to curators. By year three, about 60% of my income came not from the typical storage resale grind, but from selling or lending items to museums, historical exhibits, and even film and theater companies looking for authentic props. Financially, it was a shift. Instead of making $40 to $80 per sale on random goods, I was making $300 to $1,500 per sale or rental when I sourced and supplied rare items. I worked with a local historical society on a small exhibit, and later helped a regional museum fill in missing pieces for a rotating display on 20th century technology. The work became less about volume and more about expertise. I spent time building relationships, researching requests, and sometimes even tracking down specific artifacts on commission. My average monthly profit hovered around $3,000, part-time, but the work was way more rewarding. The coolest moment? Seeing something I'd found and rescued from a dusty storage unit, sitting behind museum glass with visitors reading about it. That's when I realized this wasn't just about flipping for cash anymore. It was about helping preserve pieces of history. Looking back, I never would have imagined that a scrappy storage auction hustle would evolve into something this specialized and meaningful. But sometimes, the side hustle leads you somewhere you never planned to go.
Hey, Ben, thanks so much for sharing that story, that update. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of thousands of episodes. It is such a privilege to make the podcast for you every day. Been making it since January 1, 2017. You can always access the complete archives, all legacy archives, the complete catalog of posts, posts, episodes, downloads, streams on SideHustleSchool.com, 3,155 to be precise. And of course, new episodes out every day, 7 days a week, all completely free, both the archives and the current posts. If you like it, give us a subscribe or follow, and a quick little 5-star rating makes a huge difference. For now, I'm signing off. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.